From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Rebecca Smith. Some Missouri lawmakers are questioning Governor Eric Greitens' plan to spend more money than the legislature approved for foster care families. Republican House Budget Committee Chairman Scott Fitzpatrick said the GOP governor's efforts to increase the spending infringes on lawmakers' authority to decide how state dollars are spent. Greitens in June approved a budget calling for a 1.5% reduction in the rate for state-funded health and welfare providers, including foster care families. But Greitens last week said that was a mistake and promised not to cut funding for foster families. Greitens' administration has said there's enough money to maintain the pay to foster care families, but Fitzpatrick says it's a separation of powers issue and the governor can't increase spending without legislative approval. Missouri changed its law to comply with a U.S. Supreme Court decision that deems mandatory life without parole for teens unconstitutional. But a legal fight still looms over whether affected Missouri lifers are getting a fair shot at release. Under a year-old Missouri law, inmates who got life without parole for killings committed when they were younger than 18 can ask for a parole hearing after serving 25 years. But according to the MacArthur Justice Center, since last fall, 20 of 23 juvenile lifers who have sought release have been denied. The center filed a federal lawsuit accusing the Missouri Department of Corrections and the Parole Board of running a system that denies juvenile lifers an adequate chance for freedom. The case goes to trial in November 2018. Formal negotiations for one of the country's most controversial trade deals are set to begin in August. As Harvest Public Media's Luke Runyon reports, agricultural interest groups would rather NAFTA was left alone.
President Donald Trump has called NAFTA, quote, the worst trade deal in the history of the world. But rather than pull out completely, he is renegotiating the terms with Mexico and Canada. And that has Midwest and Great Plains farmers, who have generally fared well under NAFTA, nervous.
Our goal, and first of all, is to do no harm in agricultural sectors.
That's U.S. Agriculture Secretary Sonny Perdue in Mexico prior to the trade talks.
We hope that we can do it without diminishing the impact that NAFTA has had, the beneficial impact NAFTA has had on the agricultural sector.
Perdue also says NAFTA negotiations will not likely address labor issues, even though dairy and fruit and vegetable growers have been clamoring for a more robust guest worker visa program. Luke Runyon, Harvest Public Media.
Hall of Fame outfielder Lou Brock says he is free of cancer more than 3 months after the 78-year-old St. Louis Cardinals great announced he'd been diagnosed with a type of blood cancer. Brock said in a statement on Friday that a doctor's diagnosis that he had conquered multiple myeloma was, quote, the greatest news ever. He credited God and thanked family, friends, and fans for their support, saying he remained hopeful. Missouri state workers in Jefferson City are getting an extra holiday this year, August 21st, or the day of the solar eclipse. State officials said on Friday that with up to 50,000 visitors expected in Jefferson City to see the eclipse from one of the best viewing spots in the nation, state workers in non-essential jobs in the capital city will get the day off. State workers elsewhere in Missouri will still have to report to work. The eclipse will be visible in 14 states diagonally from Oregon to South Carolina, and parts of Missouri offer some of the longest periods of total darkness. A large festival is planned for the Capitol grounds in Jefferson City. This will be the first solar eclipse visible coast to coast since 1918. I'm Rebecca Smith, KBIA News, Columbia.